From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP engineers are working to stop a leak on a new wellhead cap in preparation for seeing if that apparatus can halt or control the flow of oil that's gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. The man in charge of the government's response to the oil spill, Admiral Thad Allen, says a crucial pressure check must be completed before the new cap can be put to the test.
We're going to be watching very closely the pressure readings. If the pressure readings stay low, that will tell us that the oil is probably going someplace else, and we need to consider the fact we may have a breach in the wellbore or in one of the casings.
Allen says the pressure test, which could take up to 48 hours, has been interrupted by work on the leak in the cap apparatus. Lenders have taken more than 500,000 homes over during the first half of this year, and a real estate research firm is predicting foreclosures will top 1 million this year. That's about a 10% increase over last year's numbers. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, is there any end in sight to the surge in foreclosures?
It could be in sight, but it also may be far in the distance. I've spoken with Rick Sharga of Realty Track. That's an online marketplace that tracks foreclosure activity. Sharga says an unprecedented third wave of foreclosures is on the way. Now, the first one started in 2008 as subprime loans reset and millions of people defaulted. The second one was largely driven by unemployment, which itself was urged on by the subprime collapse and some other factors. Sharga says large numbers of overvalued homes bought with loans that were not subprime now face foreclosure.
It's going to take the market at least 2 to 3 years to reabsorb that distressed inventory before there's a chance for the housing market to get back on its legs and start to build some momentum.
And Sharga told me he thinks his prediction of a real estate market recovery by 2013 is conservative. It could be longer. He said it would depend to a great extent on whether employment and the larger economy recover.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown with that word from Washington. The Senate is expected to move a sweeping overhaul of the nation's financial regulations closer to passage this morning with a vote to block a Republican filibuster. Democratic leaders say they have the votes to prevail. Georgetown University Business School professor Philip Swagel says the measure will help guard against a repeat of the economic crisis of 2008, but he says it's not a panacea.
The financial regulatory reform bill will help prevent a future crisis, but it won't prevent all future crises.
A final vote on the legislation is expected later today or tomorrow. President Obama travels to Michigan today to attend the groundbreaking of a new plant that will make batteries for Chevrolet and Ford electric cars. The event is an effort to highlight the administration's investments in advanced battery and electronic vehicle technology, investments that the president says will create thousands of new jobs. This is NPR News from Washington. An Iranian nuclear scientist is back in his homeland. He claims he was kidnapped by the CIA and tortured. U.S. officials say, though, that Shahram Amiri was a willing defector who was cooperating with U.S. authorities before he abruptly decided to return to his homeland. North Korea is renewing its call for the right to conduct its own investigation at the site of the sinking of a South Korean warship, a sinking that international investigators are blaming on a North Korean torpedo. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the call came in talks today between North Korean military officers and officials with the UN command.
The UN command says colonel-level officers from the two sides met for about an hour and a half this morning at Panmunjom Village, which straddles the border between the two Koreas. Neither side has released details of the talks, but they're reportedly to lead to higher-level talks later. A Pentagon spokesman said in Washington yesterday that the U.S. and South Korea are planning to stage joint naval exercises off the Korean Peninsula over China's objections. The issue is likely to come up when U.S. Secretaries of State and Defense Hillary Clinton and Robert Gates travel to Seoul next week. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Argentina's legislature has completed passage of a bill legalizing same-sex marriages. Opponents gathered to pray outside the Capitol building during the marathon debate that led up to the vote.
Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros pecadores.
Argentina becomes the first Latin American nation to give gays and lesbians the same marriage rights that heterosexual couples have. The measure strongly supported by that country's president, but opposed by the Roman Catholic Church. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.